Have that in front of you. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
I make that motion.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Zip's tight for just a minute. Chad, you're gonna work with Jim on that then?
Yeah.
Okay, next item is financial assistance grant, number 14, LMI application slash bid, Jacqueline Smith.
I believe we set some parameters at the last meeting to address, she had to bring or fill out paperwork. I don't know if she can get things done in a timely manner, nor is she gonna be able to probably beat the bid that we already have to take care of the project.
That's down from the building commissioner for it.
So, yeah. So, I mean, there's a couple of aspects to that. One is, does the homeowner qualify for an LMI low and moderate income grant? And financially, it looks like, I reviewed the information, and it looks like financially she would qualify for an LMI grant. My question is the copy of the application I had, or doesn't have any description of the amount she's asking for or the project itself? And I think in order to move forward with that, you would need that information.
Ms. Smith, what are you wanting the LMI assistance for?
The house.
To tear the house down?
Yeah, I want to buy the stuff from the garage and the other building. Have you seen that I had got a raise from Social Security? I got that Friday and I brought it in today. I got $1,000 raise.
In order to qualify for the LMI grant, the city would need to receive some bids for the projects that you are proposing?
I didn't cut it, but Chris is in the hospital, so we have to decline for him. So I don't have any other bids, no, I do not. So I'm gonna go.
I don't see any bids. Do we have a bid?
I thought Chad had one.
She said she had one. You had one at the last meeting.
Oh, did she?
Well, she did, but she didn't have it with her.
No, I did, it was Chris Jepson.
Okay.
And it's.
Oh, I thought you said you had it.
Since he's not doing very well, so it's been declined. I mean, they were, you know, held up, yeah. We don't know how he's, you know, he's supposed to be. Thing for intensive care, he's supposed to be. They gotta take the tubes out today or tomorrow from the breathing.
Put the garage in the shed. I don't know what the, I guess her intentions on the garage and shed, right?
So part of the bid in here is for demolition. It says demolition of the house, then it says garage and shed.
That's from the one we got.
That's from the one we got. But in since then, you've decided that you want to try to fight to keep the garage. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, the shed too, but the garage would have been done by now if I had gotten the permit. It would have been done this weekend. And it needed a new roof. Well, Jim will tell you what it needs. And I couldn't even fix the window. Jim said I could not even touch the window this weekend.
So it needs more than a roof if you're fixing windows. What else does it need?
It needs, go ahead, Jim.
The two overhead doors, it needs the garage doors, the windows are bad, and the roof is at its end of its life. If you're going to save it, my thoughts are, then it needs to be to where it lasts a little while, so we're not next year looking at this again or in 2 years.
What kind of money are we talking to do the minimal to keep bit or get it to a decent standard?
Well,
Two seven-foot doors, a roof, window.
Probably garage door and two doors and, I don't know, install those. I mean, I would think probably just the basic doors, probably a couple thousand each, and a roof. I mean, it's probably 7 to 8 squares on there, and anywhere from the contractor doing it. Nowadays, they're getting 500 squares. So, you're looking at $10,000.
Well, okay, so the question I have is that the LMI grant is to tear down the house, right?
That's what I'm applying for.
Okay, and then you have the funds to fix the garage?
Yes, yes. Well, I'll do this new roof. I wouldn't have the garage done because it just needed two doors and the roof done. And then the window has to just open a plexi, you know, no cover. And then we need a new door to go in and out of the garage. And the doors were almost $700 for the two. The roof was $900 and something. And I don't know how much the door was or the glass. I mean, you can tell.
So the question is, so you buy a piece of glass and you're putting it into a piece of rotten wood. I mean, what are you looking to, I mean, is that allowable, or do we need to have this done correctly, or do we need to just let it happen, I guess?
Well, the other window has a plexiglass covering that in the garage. And the wood's not rotten in that piece that it is, but we could have got a piece of glass and got it done.
Right, but I would think that if the city allows you to fix the garage, it has to be fixed to code. So.
Right, well, we figured Jim will be involved. Mm-hmm. And they already decided how expensive, and we have to have more of an expensive roofing.
So when the application was filled out and dropped off, I said, well, we should probably wait and then refer it to you. And then also, I did ask the question, I go, who's going to be doing this work? And she said, well, she's I'm not going to tell you. And she said, he's a contractor. And I said, well, what contractor is it? She goes, it's none of your business. So. And you got
to know all that information.
Yes, yeah. You got the permit after that.
Right.
If I could interject, I did look at it. I did bid it. I went around to each building in the house. I gave a good price. I think I gave a really good price looking at that number to tear down the house, the foundation, fill it with dirt, the garage. The garage, and this is me, I've done it for a while, but the garage is sitting in the dirt. It's a mess. It's going to take some work. The way I looked at it is, if you're going to build a new house, you put a two-car attached garage. The way it's positioned, you're going to build a small house back in that spot, and it would be better to have an attached garage and sell it for more. And the garage is going to take some work to get it fixed. There's not even much of a driveway that's decent that goes to the garage. The property's great. Like I said, I bid it to help her out. I bid it so it wouldn't be a hindrance. I mean, how much do I have? I bid a couple projects since then, 15 or 17.
Right at $14,929.
Yeah, $14,000 to tear a house down, a garage down, a shed down, haul it all away, clean everything out, take trees down, clean the whole property and make it to where she's got a brand new footprint for a house. Now, I don't know if she can just get LMI toward a new house, but my opinion is that garage, it's you're gonna throw good money after bad. That's my opinion. But I did take my time and I took pictures, and I couldn't get in the house, but I knew it was coming down. I told Jim you guys would have to disconnect the utilities and take care of any abatement, but, you know, I tried to give a fair assessment of the whole property. And there's not a whole lot of money in $14,000 with what's going on there. And if we are to tear just the house down, the price is not, I would have to subtract the garages, but now I'm in a tight area trying not to hit the house or destroy anything else or tear up a driveway. So that changes the price a little if we're just taking the house, and if we're saving the foundation, that makes it even tougher.
I don't think the price is so much a question, right?
Right, I'm just saying, like, when you start just tearing down a house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And just what I look, she does have a very nice property, it's a very nice property, and I hate to have it taken away from her, and I'd love for her to put a new home there. But in my mind, the whole time, I just saw a home with an attached garage. If that one was in pristine shape and had a foundation up out of the ground and the elevations were right, yeah, but I think she's gonna spend some decent money on trying to get that garage fixed up.
Do you have something, Mark?
Yeah, if I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong, but you said that they can't put like a new garage up unless there's a house there?
Yes.
But then 5 years ago or so, somebody south of town was putting up a metal shed for storage, and you gave him temporary access to kind of live in that, then he actually turned around and ended up living in it?
They got a variance.
They got a variance.
So you made an exception for them because he was building a storage unit. So why can't she do the same thing?
They got a variance.
Okay, she gets a variance, can she do the same thing as what?
Well, I guess.
I don't know how many years.
I guess the whole point is that the building's gotta be deemed whether they're safe, whether they'll pass an inspection. That's the major question here at hand. If the garage will pass an inspection, even if the things that she does will make it pass inspection, okay, but I don't know that.
Okay, but I'm saying if she puts up a new storage two-car garage or whatever it is in the back or something, and then, so she can take everything she's got in the garage and the chicken coop or whatever, and she can store.
You were asking if she could apply for the new garage.
And then, you know, have the rest of it tore down and then go from the house from there. Because that's kind of what happened to, I don't like to say 5 years ago, where the guy south of town on the west side of South Mississippi, that's kind of ended up what happened, and you guys let him go ahead and move in and stay there when it was supposed to be temporary?
If the house and the garage were both torn down and she were to, wanted to build the garage first and then build the house later, she could do that if she were to get a variance from the variance board.
But I mean, she needs a storage unit to put there to store what she's got in the garage and in the chicken house before she can have it tore down. Because obviously, I've been checking around, there's no place to find a storage unit to store it in the end, temporary.
You can get portable ones.
You can get pots.
Okay, would the city allow that?
For 6 months, that's it?
No, 6 months.
Oh, what is it?
90 days.
90 days, okay, 90 days, that's it.
Or you can have stuff put in there and then they can relocate the pot until you need the stuff. My son did that in the military, he put everything in a pot, they came, picked it up, and put it in storage when he was in Iraq. And then when he came back from Iraq, they delivered it to whatever location he needed it. So that's the most affordable, easiest way. You just get the pot, you put the pot on the property, you load it up, they come back, and they'll put it in storage until she needs it.
Yeah, but the pots aren't.
Oh, they're pretty good size.
The two-car garage size type, like she's got there.
They're pretty good size.
You know, I know you can buy them old, but semi-traders or something, you can store stuff in, stuff too, so I don't know. That's considered similar to a pot, or she bought something like that to put on the property to store stuff in? Or if they even allow